U.S. military officials in Iraq said today that American soldiers came close to capturing the second most wanted man in the country, after Saddam Hussein. In a major operation near Kirkuk, U.S. forces rounded up more than 50 suspected insurgents, but failed to capture Izzat Ibrahim al-Duri, a former Saddam aide being blamed for organizing attacks against the U.S.-led coalition. One such coordinated attack took place in the town of Samarra last weekend, which led to the fiercest gun battle since the end of major combat operations in May. Anthony Cordesman holds the Burke Chair in Strategy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is al-Duri, and how important is it to capture him?
Well, it's a very good question, and I'm afraid that people have been trying to answer it a little too quickly. He was a very senior official in the Revolutionary Command Council under Saddam Hussein before the government fell. He'd worked with Saddam for many, many years, and indeed it helped orchestrate the coup that brought Saddam to power. And he seems to be one of a number of very senior officials who have escaped out of this deck of cards, not been captured. And he's been identified as possibly one of the people who is a major organizer of the former regime loyalists that are striking at U.S. and coalition forces.
What do you make of Sunday's battle in Samarra, where the Americans said they killed 54 insurgents who ambushed a pair of U.S. convoys?
Well, on the one hand, it was a considerable military achievement since there are no U.S. casualties, and on the other hand, it was a very clear warning. You had 100 people. They had some kind of improvised uniforms. They didn't give up. It was a well-organized ambush, and when they came under fire, they reorganized and came back and took very heavy casualties. And that is part of a developing pattern of a more and more sophisticated series of attacks, not simply on U.S. troops, but Iraqis, on international organizations, on allies of the United States.
So there's been a change in tactics by the Iraqi resistance.
Well, it really isn't a change in tactics. What it is an escalation of the same tactics, because they started out attacking U.S. forces, but these were direct ambushes by a few men. They sabotaged the nation-building effort. If you remember, they attacked embassies in the U.N. early on. But with each development or each month, these attacks have become more sophisticated. The intelligence has been better. For example, last weekend, they were able to conduct three different very important strikes on U.S. allies, and to do so with considerable political impact.
The head of Central Command, General John Abizaid, said a couple of weeks ago he believes about 5,000 Iraqis are taking part in the insurgency. Does that sound right?
I think one has to be very careful. The media keep pushing General Abizaid and others for numbers. If you talk to people there, they'll be the first to admit we don't have them. And the most senior defense officials said last week that they couldn't tell whether there were cells being generated faster than we were able to attack them, and whether we were able to kill or seize the sort of lower-level attackers faster than new ones were being recruited. And I think this is a key point. al-Duri has become a symbol, but it's not clear that if we capture him, we'll get more than a political and a morale boost.
American commanders in what's called the Sunni Triangle are aiming to pull their troops out of the main towns, leaving security in the hands of Iraqi police and a civil defense corps. Is that doable anytime soon?
Well, it's doable depending on the town. You can't really gain by having a large U.S. troop presence inside a hostile town. And so far, the Iraqi police and civil defense forces have been able to work in these towns with some effect, although it varies so sharply by town it's difficult to generalize. What pulling the U.S. troops out does do is free up troops to conduct attacks. It makes them mobile. They're not pinned down in the town. And that makes them much more effective on the offensive, which is what's going to determine the outcome here.
Do you believe foreign fighters are entering Iraq from Syria, Iran, or Saudi Arabia?
There certainly are some elements, but we need to put this in very careful perspective. The U.S. has said, U.S. commanders in the field, we've had over 11,000 people arrested and interrogated. A little over 300 were foreign. At one point, we thought 20 might have ties to al-Qaeda. None of those could be confirmed. Another three may have ties to that organization. This is not a war being fought against foreign terrorists. It's not sucking terrorists into Iraq. It is a war being fought almost exclusively against Iraqis and primarily former regime loyalists.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anthony Cordesman is the Burke Chair in Strategy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a private, nonpartisan research center.